That's Haley Reeves. She's been directing the rom-com You Can't Take It With You for the past 2 months.
It's about this eccentric family, and they all have these weird habits and things that they've done for years. Like, grandpa doesn't pay his income tax. The mom of the house writes plays because a typewriter was accidentally mailed to her house 8 years ago. They have a daughter who likes to do ballet, a Russian dance teacher in there.
The story's plot centers around a dinner the daughter's high-class fiancé's family invited them to. The problem? The eccentric family, the Sycamores, arrived on the wrong night, and everything kind of explodes from there. Reeves says her favorite part is the dinner scene itself.
When the families are having dinner together, I laugh. I'm an easy laugh. I will give the crew that. But I laughed so hard yesterday, I was like crying. I couldn't even get words out. So that is easily my favorite part, yes.
She says the bond that the crew has made with each other is the most memorable thing to her about this play. And that's been the same with many other theater productions she's done before.
Morning faces of people I've never hung out with outside of this, or would have, I guess. And just the family that it creates is like my favorite part of community theater for sure. So that's the most memorable for me.
Ringo's Theater Group has performed a few musicals in the last few years, Cinderella, The Sound of Music, and Annie. Reeves says that over the summer, she was talking with her friend, co-director, and cast member, Kristen DeBoard, about wanting to do a play that's not a musical this time around. DeBoard suggested You Can't Take It With You, a play she acted in almost 20 years ago.
It's been super fun to work with her and just see this image come to life. And I know it's very nostalgic for Kristen, so it's cool to watch her see it and watch her be a part of it again.
I mean, you'd think with 40 monks and one girl that something would happen.
Essie. And that's Penny Sycamore, who's played by Kristen DeBoard. She's the mom of the family who writes plays on a typewriter.
Penny is very eccentric. She writes plays because a typewriter was accidentally delivered to the home. She also is a painter, and she has a husband who's really into fireworks, so she talks to him about that, and she just kind of is in her own world, as all of them are. They're all in their own world.
She wasn't originally cast as Penny, though. In fact, she just started rehearsing the part last week. Reeves says the cast change was due to reorganizing people where they could shine best.
I did this show like almost 20 years ago and played Essie. And so I think what's been the most memorable or the most fun thing for me is comparing how people are interpreting the characters this round compared to last time I did it. And it's just equally funny, but very different.
DeBoard says she portrayed Essie as very studious with a strict ballet practice. The current cast member, Sarah Scambler, plays her as a free spirit. It takes more than cast members and a director, though, and that's where Bonnie Ritchie comes in. She's the stage and props manager. She says everyone kind of chipped in with props and setting the scene together, like gathering tomatoes or papers for one of the scenes. She also played a role with selecting the cast.
What has been the best part is casting the play. When the people came in and were auditioning for the parts, and when we were putting the pieces together, that probably was the funnest because we saw what we wanted to see for each character in the people. And so since they've developed the characters, it's just been so much fun.
She says the setting is a 1930s house with a bunch of random things to match the eccentric family. That includes plants, snakes, fireworks, and that typewriter.
After all of the pieces have gotten put together and the set itself got built, and then, you know, we were gathering couches and chairs from all over the town, tables and, you know, putting things together that didn't fit right or that didn't work or that were broken. And so after it's all been put together, I am so ecstatic about the way that it's come together.
You know, I could have used a couple of these this afternoon.
And then there's cast member Nicholas Cole, who also happens to be a prop master connoisseur, at least according to director Haley Reeves.
I wouldn't say that exact word, but I have a lot of interesting knickknacks and this and that. And generally, when they ask for something, whether it's props or set decoration, I can come up with something to bring in or make I made the fake turkey for it.
That fake turkey is made of a stuffed animal with tights and latex over it. But besides helping out with props, Cole plays Henderson, an IRS agent who confronts the grandpa about not paying his taxes.
It's fun to act in a way separate from how I normally act, to go and yell at people, for lack of a better word, and be very confrontational, because that's not who I normally am.
He says that the whole cast is a bundle of joy.
The whole play is after my own heart, just like people with a bunch of different random hobbies that do weird stuff, and I enjoy that.
Audience members should expect some surprises and to be wowed during the performance. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.